This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Nursing and Rehab. Patient's first name is Gladys, G-L-A-D-Y-S. Last name is Markham, M-A-R-C-U-M. Date of birth is 7/30/1927. Date of evaluation is 12/27/2023. HPI history page complaints. Psychiatric follow-up requested for management of combative behavior with staff. History of present illness. This is a 96 years old female who has been a resident of this facility since 1/19/2018. That's when she was originally admitted and readmitted on 2/3/2023. Patient's chart indicates a history of Parkinson's disease, obesity, atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, spinal stenosis, Alzheimer's disease, depression, hereditary and idiopathic neuropathy, ASHD, patient was fairly calm during my evaluation. She minimized any feelings of sadness, depression, hopelessness. Period, she had no recall of being combative. She reports that her sleep and appetite is fair. Period, she acknowledged that sometimes she feels lonely, but stated that her grandson comes to visit her. Patient reports that her husband is deceased, and she had a son who is also deceased. Next paragraph, patient did not know the name of this facility. She thought Reagan was the president. She did not know who the governor of Michigan is. She could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Patient thought she was 86 years old and was born in Cincinnati, Ohio. Next paragraph. Internal medical, social, family history, review of medical, family, social history indicated no changes since last visit as noted above. Medical history, see chart, social history unremarkable, family history no changes. Next paragraph, medical record lab, diagnostic test, collateral form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medications, MAR reviewed, no psychotropic medications. Next paragraph. Mental status examination, vital signs, blood pressure 145 or 68, pulse 82, respiration 18. Next paragraph. Constitutional, overweight female, grooming fair, motor movements, weakness, stature, sitting in a wheelchair, gait not tested, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, cooperative, affect. Constricted, speech, clear, thought processes, confused, suicidal homicidal ideation, denied suicidal homicidal ideation, psychotic symptom, no evidence of AVH, fund of knowledge, poor judgment, poor insight, poor orientation, person only, place time impaired, attention, concentration impaired, memory recent impaired, sleep problems none. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans. Major depressive disorder, recurrent mild F 33.0. Plans, patient does not seem to show evidence of any increase in depression since Lexapro was tapered and discontinued. Number two, dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere, moderate without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety F02.80. Plans continue behavioral interventions, period anticipate patient's needs. Encourage participation in diversional activities. Next paragraph, disposition, notify our service for any persistent changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, no indications for using any psychotropic medications, but staff should approach patient in a calm manner and give patient simple instructions when assisting her with ADL care. Peer consistent redirection and limit setting for any inappropriate behaviors. Next paragraph, orders and procedures. 99309, end of dictation.